Almighty God refuses access. Prologue. The subject of this book is without a doubt very controversial. I know that it will most likely be greatly criticized. Our Savior Yeshua Jesus is the most controversial person ever to have walked the face of the earth, but this never deterred him from pursuing and completing the mission given to him by the Heavenly Father. Controversy should not be avoided at every cost, for if it is an important controversy, then the truth of the matter should be explored in depth. It is the truth that makes us free, and it is less than the truth that reduces persons to chains. There is a group of individuals who have been labeled by the Holy Spirit as saints. This word saints in the New Testament in every single case is taken from the Greek word hagios. Its meaning is sacred, holy, pure, blameless, consecrated. In the book of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8 we find, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." It does not mean that these people have never sinned, and it does not mean that these people never stumble or fall. It does mean that these people have put their trust in Yeshua Jesus for eternal life, and that their heart's desire and intent is to be pleasing to Almighty God. They have a pure heart. Every person that fits this description is a saint. This book is especially written for the saints. The Holy Bible is not vague when it says that we, the body of Christ, are one. I go to great lengths in this volume to demonstrate through the Holy Scriptures that the saints are directed to live out this oneness here and now. Biblically, this is not optional. I ask you this question. If the Holy Bible teaches us to live out this oneness here and now, are we willing to adjust our thinking in order to satisfy our Creator's desires? Almighty God has inspired me to proclaim this divine truth, the saints are one, and we are to put this oneness into practice in the here and now. The oneness spoken of in the Holy Bible is not just for when we get to heaven. Let me say one more thing. This book is not about compromising the word for the sake of unity. I am sure some will try to say it is, but they are wrong. The Holy Bible teaches that we have a duty to not compromise the word, and the Holy Bible also teaches that we have a duty to live out the oneness of the body of Christ in the here and now. This is doable. If you do not read the entire book, then you will likely miss some essential part, without which it will appear that I do not know what I am talking about, so please read the whole thing prayerfully before you try to pass judgment on it. I pray that the Almighty will open the eyes of our understanding to this wonderfully powerful truth, and that we, the body of Christ, will bind together in the kind of godly unity that will shake the gates of hell.